Vermont's farmers markets had to make a lot of adjustments to operate safely during the pandemic. And as the 2020 harvest wraps up, VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at how the markets weathered this summer of COVID and what the future holds for Vermont's treasured local food resource.
Hello, how are you? I'm doing good. I got quite a few bags.
Okay. By this point in the year, Heartland Farmers Market manager Brian Strofolino has learned to recognize most of his regular customers' cars. And so as a blue Subaru wagon pulls up to his table, Strofolino is ready to hand over three bags of local produce and meat that were all pre-ordered earlier this week.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend.
When the COVID-19 pandemic hit in March, farmers markets were some of the first businesses that were forced to make changes. Safety guidelines came late, and markets across Vermont had to scramble to figure out how they'd be able to operate safely. Here in Heartland, the market went to a pre-order system. Strofolino, who also runs Heartland Farm, says customers put in their order on the market website early in the week and then swing by Friday afternoon to pick up their bags of food.
This is kind of the safest way to do things. There's no monetary transaction. And it's very convenient. It's been quite successful.
It's been so successful, he says, that they may keep the pre-order system even if life is back to normal next year. Jennifer Waite dropped by the Heartland Market to pick up her heirloom tomatoes, cucumbers, and carrots. She says she misses the face-to-face time with her local farmers and the music and social aspects that make farmers' markets so much more than just a place to pick up veggies. But Waite says during these times, she's thankful for what the market can provide.
We have lost a lot of the social things that happen, and I feel like in a way the year hasn't happened because we haven't had Old Home Day. We haven't had Easter Egg Hunt, you know, any of the things that mark the passage of time. So having this still be here and being able to support our local food and our local farmers is just awesome.
Some markets had to space out stands to help maintain social distance, and that meant fewer vendors to pay their dues and lower sales. Craft vendors and prepared food carts weren't allowed to set up early in the year, leading to a further drop in revenue. And so while markets have been able to operate during the pandemic, NOFA Vermont Market Development Manager Jenny Porter says it hasn't been easy.
From the markets I've talked to and heard from, yeah, they're struggling. A lot of them have, gone into their very meager savings to kind of make ends meet this summer and are worried about going into next season without savings, especially because this pandemic doesn't seem to be going away. I can't imagine any of them have not been at a loss this season.
In Brattleboro, the market has about half of the vendors they had last year due to COVID restrictions and farmers deciding that they didn't want to risk their own health by setting up this year. Market revenue is down about 60%. Market manager Megan Houlihan says it's been a long season.
We were required to have a 12-foot gap between booths, so figuring out spacing, figuring out a one-way flow of traffic, and so it took us a while to figure out that we could reverse the booths and have people walk around the driveway in one direction, and figuring out parking. Do we allow people to park down here? How is that all going to work?
Reed Miller helps to run Dwight Miller Orchards in Dummerston, and his father was one of the founders of the Brattleboro Market. Reed was 14 years old when he was here selling produce when the market first opened 45 years ago. The pandemic hit in early spring, just when farmers were starting the growing season. And Miller says vendors here met a couple of times a week to figure out a way to make sure the market could open this year.
It's like you don't have a choice of stopping pushing the pause button, at least not on our farm. It was, we do a lot of different things at the orchard, and some of our things hit zero. We do a lot of restaurant trade in the Boston area that hit zero. And it was never an option just to go away and just to wait it out. We had all of this stuff that had to be dealt with, just like all of these vendors do. And because this market is a reflection of the Brattleboro community, there was no quit here.
As the summer season winds up, a lot of questions remain about whether winter markets will be able to open. The indoor winter markets are much tougher to run while maintaining health guidelines, and the Burlington market has already announced that it won't open at UVM's Davis Center this year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman,